It is the coach home, where we go all round the grounds. And normally, we wouldn't have the same person on the Friday show or the preview shows as we would on the coach home. But we are joined by Ange Shaw from United We Stand, given the news that Jose Mourinho has been removed. I can't quite work out if it's a full mutual consenting yet, but as Manchester United manager after the weekend's results. And so, Ange, first and foremost, you were pretty frank towards the end of our conversation last week that you wanted him to go. He's now gone.
Yeah, and it's doesn't really reflect well on the club, but I am happy he's gone. I think his time's been up for quite a while. I think there's been a lot of games at play in terms of team selections. I think he's known for a while that he wasn't going to last into next season. So it was just the people that were paying the price were the fans going to the games where, you know, team selections aren't making sense. Defensive tactics, sort of just waiting to get beat. I knew after an hour on Sunday, despite still being 1-0 on the scoreline, and I just felt it was waiting to get beat. So I am glad. I feel I'd wrote the season off, and whilst that may still be the case, I'm looking forward to going to the match more than I was a week ago, definitely.
I think that's something which gets missed from a lot of commentary from pundits, ex-players and journalists. I think the first thing to point out is your sentence, your last sentence there, which is there's now a lot of Manchester United supporters, loyal Manchester United supporters, Manchester United supporters who go home and away on a very regular basis, who are now looking forward to going to the game more. And on a really base level, that's sort of the purpose of all of this, you know. And I actually, yeah, you know, I think it's, you know, I was worried for years that they were going to try and hang on and hang on and hang on, because I saw a Man United end on Sunday that was not having any fun. And that's not just to do with what's on the pitch, don't get me wrong. It was a group of people who were just not having a battle of laughs.
No, and it's been, you know, I sent something at the end of last season. I might have mentioned it Friday when I came out of the ground after, I think it might have been Hull, but I can't remember if they were still in division last season. But I think we beat somebody 1-0 last home game of the season. And we'd been playing dead rubbers for about 2 months at that point. And I just felt, I came out and I thought, you know what, I've never known the club as flat as that. And that was a week before an FA Cup final.